It's very good that we have a first lady who does this kind of things on behalf of the president. We have seen that whenever there is a disaster in some countries, the first lady of America goes in Air Force One and goes and distributes food from the American people. We should not be surprised when something like this happens. And we should be grateful that we have a president who is very concerned about the people, that he has got time to send his wife, who is a politician in her own right, to go and give people things which the government has acquired on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe. We should applaud the first lady for taking time to go and give people this.
What is your take, Mr. Mkwananzi?
Obviously, it must be corrected that this gallivanting and so on, it has nothing to do with the people of Zimbabwe. It has nothing to do with Zimbabwe as a country. This is a party business. This is a party that is trying to promote its fortunes by abusing the fact that the people are going through a difficult time, and as well as abusing state resources to procure certain implements, and including food, to distribute so that the party can be popular amongst the people, which is, in my opinion, a very scandalous affair. So it cannot be promoted to a national cause. It is a party, a business. It is a party cause, and it must be named as such.
Mr. Nguni, what is your reaction to what Mr. Mkwananzi is saying?
Well, I'm not surprised that Mr. Mkwananzi is saying that. I wouldn't expect him to applaud the government for doing something for the people, or even the president. We must never forget for 1 minute that the president of this country is the president of a political party, the way it is in all countries in the world, that the president promotes his party's policies when he's in government, and when he does not disassociate himself from his party just because he's president. The other issue is this. If the people are going through a bad time like he's alleging, if the government of Zimbabwe and the president didn't do anything, I suppose you'd also blame them and say, why are they not doing something to alleviate the suffering of the people? The truth of the matter is that the president is the one who solves this. The truth of the matter is that members of the opposition don't want to have anything to do with the first lady. That's their democratic right. She goes to meet the people. It's highly advertised. And when people go there, they are not asked for their membership cards. They are not. People come there because they think she represents their party in power, and they are given goodies. And these goodies are state resources. She's not abusing anything. She's not giving goods obtained from the Zimbabwean coffers to people in South Africa. She's giving them to Zimbabweans. We should applaud the First Lady. She's doing a very good job.
There you are, Mr. Mkwananzi.
Definitely, I cannot agree with Mr. Nguni, because, as you know, some of these goods are actually emblazoned with the image of the First Lady herself, who is not a government official, who is not a civil servant. If this thing is for the people of Zimbabwe, as people of Zimbabwe and not members of ZANU-PF, then it would have been distributed through the relevant ministry that deals with the issue of welfare of the people. But if it is distributed, if these things are distributed through the First Lady, who by definition is the wife of the president, who is also a leader of a party, and we know what happens during these meetings. They chant party slogans, they criticize members of the opposition, and they actually say that we are giving you this food and all these things in the name of ZANU-PF. And it is not even true that they are not asked for party membership cards. They are, if you go around there in the rural areas and any corner of Zimbabwe and ask about the criteria for receiving this kind of food, you will hear that only those that have ZANU-PF membership cards are eligible to receive these things. So this is misinformation to say that any Zimbabwean can receive this. It's discriminatory. It is a populist. It is meant to put in gear a ZANU-PF campaign, you know, on the trail, so that they disadvantage the opposition. This is part of the uneven playing field that the opposition has been complaining about, including the massive media glare that goes with it, you know, which is denied to the opposition.
If that's the case, Mr. Nguni, then that's very tragic. But why doesn't the First Lady actually give these people some kind of maize seed so that they can be self-reliant?
She gives maize seed. And also, that gentleman is lying when he says that the goods are embossed with their name. That's not true. That is, what is true is that when the NDC and their NGOs were getting food from the American government, because they embezzled with the word, it's a gift from the people of the United States of America that is being distributed by the NDCT. ZANU-PF doesn't do that. And it's also false to say that they only give to ZANU-PF members. They are not party cards. Just people who come in, and not everybody is putting on ZANU-PF regalia. It's also false. There are people who like what Robert Mugabe has done for them, and they get seed, they get fertilizer, and they also get foodstuffs bought by the government of Zimbabwe to alleviate shortages. But I must also tell you, I understand where these people are coming from. These people are people who have been hammered by ZANU-PF at every election, because the people of Zimbabwe have realized that these are American agents. They don't stand for anything to do with Zimbabwe, but they stand for the interests of America and Britain, for white people, actually. That's the reason why they are not happy when the government does anything for black people. They would have wanted us to be doing this for white people. These are agents of imperialism. That's why they get hammered at every election.
Mr. Mkwananzi, your last word.
I can agree with him in that the people that they are trying to feed have been hammered by ZANU-PF through its economic mismanagement that has caused them to suffer the kind of hunger which makes it very difficult for them to survive a drought situation. So they've become vulnerable because there is a vampiric party in charge of their affairs, which has caused so much suffering, and they are now exploiting and fishing in troubled waters.